Blog Talk Radio.
Call that boy prime time, choke you out, knock you out. Call that boy prime time, 5-7 in a B. Call that boy prime time.
What's up, motherfuckers? What's up, Mark?
What's up, buddy?
What you doing?
You know, I've just been waiting 3 weeks to get this podcast back rolling.
It's actually been 4 weeks since we done the last one.
See, this should be episode 40, bro, or 41.
I know.
Drop the ball.
Fucking bullshit. This is Primetime Live, and this is your boy, and then we got Mark Wilds. I don't know where the fuck Dustin Wilds is at. And it's brought to you, as always, by Highlander Barbecue and our good friends, MMA Insider. MMA-insider.com. Find all the MMA bullshit that you need on that website. John Morehouse is the main culprit motherfucker in charge of that. And I think I just hung up. Nope, I didn't. Crack my phone. All right, there we go. Got a big event coming up this weekend. As you know, the big Valor 18 fight down in Pigeon Forge. Mark will be there doing the Vaseline, and he likes to lube dudes up. And
should I just posted?
You're a luber. And I'll be there doing the commentary, as well as hopefully watching Ben Brewer, my upcoming opponent, as well.
That's my question, though, dude. How are you gonna be fighting him in 20 some days after he goes in?
Well, I fought a week apart from each other, so it sucks. And I fought a week, 2 weeks, and 3 weeks apart from each other.
Yeah, but
and
but
honestly,
never...
I think the 3 week one was the worst one, because I kind of had time to eat in between. The other two, I knew that I couldn't fucking do nothing. You know, that one,
yeah,
I had time to eat in between, get a little bit bigger, all that shit. So.
But you've never really been hit or rocked or hurt, nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if anything happens, it's bad news.
We've got our first guest calling in tonight is Justin Fisher, and he's the main event this weekend down there. Tickets are $35. They'll be get them pre-sale. They'll be $40 at the door, and front row is $70 at the door and $65 pre-sale. VIP tables are sold out. Main event is Justin Fisher versus Ben Brewer. You got Josh Carter versus Sloane Staley. Amy Coleman versus Jessica Zomick, something like that. Nick Gertz versus Leo Perez. Judd Brown versus Jermaine Holloway, which in my opinion is probably going to be one of the best fights tonight. Billy Mullins, James Adcock from KMA. Tony Hill, I think, has a new opponent. I think his last one backed out. Isaac Fine, Sam Burns will be on the show with us tonight. Sam Burns stepping in on like 6 days' notice to fight Isaac. Michael Lemos versus Tyler Eakes. Corey Browning versus Dalton Fox rematch as pros now. And Tyler Hunley versus Brandon Gimmett. And Jason King versus James Foster. James Foster is supposed to call him out, too. He wants to get on here and talk some bullshit. But he's a funny motherfucker, and probably will get knocked out in the first round regardless.
He's actually bringing me epinephrine for his own use. He's like, just put
epinephrine
aside for me. Yeah, to close
the cut. Epinephrine?
It's a vasoconstrictor. It closes the blood vessels.
Vasoconstrictor. You had to Google that, didn't you?
No, I just had to go to college for 11 years.
My buddy Blake, he went to Walter State for 5 years. He went to 2 year college, but he made a career out of that school. What am I doing?
Lots of people go to school for 12 years. They're called doctors.
Yeah, but I mean, he went to Walter State for 5 years and went back to ETSU. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, I went to Woodstock
for a
3 day concert for a week.
In New York. Woodstock. Sean Hammond had some shit to say on Facebook today, apparently. That's pretty funny, to be honest with you, about me. See if I can find it pulled up so I don't misquote it. Here we go. The only way Ben Brewer doesn't finish Adam Townsend in the first round is if he falls during his walkout and gets injured. Then he'll get finished in the second.
That's about the only chance.
Sean Hammond's never lost guilty yet. We'll see if it will last that hostel this weekend, I think. Little national anthem singing half. Justin Fisher, call in. You're late. Can't see the message.
Who'd you say said that, Adam?
Ben Brewer's coach, Sean Hammond's owner and head coach, and I think he was in the black belt for sure. He's pretty legit.
Yeah.
He's a legit guy, and he can sing apparently. So he sang the national anthem last time we was down there, and last time we was down there.
You better than Shane.
I fought his other guy that was supposed to beat me, the George guy, George Medina. So
the other guy that was supposed to beat you.
I'm always supposed to beat me, apparently. I don't know. I'm sure I'm the underdog for this fight too. I hope I'm the underdog.
Get out of it. Yeah, by people who don't know you, maybe.
Well, man, just is what it is.
The rest of us have seen. We're just calling him Victim 16, baby.
Victim number 13, exactly.
Victim 16, but 13.
Yep.
Losing victim. Come on, Justin Fisher. What the hell are you doing, son?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He's missing his time. I can sit here and talk all night, though. I have nothing else today.
I know. All I can do is sit here. I'm already packed. I got all my shit ready. Did that early in the week, so I wouldn't be rushed.
Yeah. Well, I was speaking with somebody listening and wants to train Saturday morning in the cage. With me Saturday. I'm going to train Saturday about 12 o'clock at the venue in the cage. I can get the train Friday. We're leaving. I'm not training Friday morning, but I'm leaving Friday after Peyton gets out of school. We're going to go down to Knoxville, me and D Long, and go to Jump Jam and probably hopefully not break nothing down there at Jump Jam.
That's what I said. Oh,
that,
God.
Then after that, I'm going to train Saturday since I'm having to miss Friday training. So people also come train, do a little sparring and shit like that. We can get in. Saturday around 12.
Where y'all staying at?
I don't know yet. Probably in them condos that I was staying in. That's where D-Long likes to stay, so only D-Long bitches when we got there in them condos. But they're nice little condos. Got indoor pool, got a sauna, got a hot tub, all that shit. So they're nice little.
That's what we're doing for the February show. 2 days.
February. Ovince is fighting Patrick Cummins on UFC 15 and Fox. I don't know if it's the main or. It's on the card. I've not really looked at the card. I just saw that earlier today, and I saw it again. Cucks, what the fuck are you eating now? God damn. My dog just loves to fucking just eat this random shit. Trayon and fucking racers and shit. How's that the picture? Let's just fucking die. Hope he didn't die.
Ben Brewer hopes he does. Good. Hold on.
Ben Brewer, call in.
Anybody. First, second, that's Corey Popwell. He's got
Corey
some
Popwell said he could
background
get a job or some bullshit.
Yeah, like
scared me, honestly.
Like everybody don't work, motherfucker. That shit kills me.
Yeah, everybody besides us.
Besides me and you and.
Oh shit! Nick Diaz showed up to the venue finally. Another beast.
Hold on, we'll send him a message.
209 is on 702. I guess 702 is the. Vegas. Is that where the fight at in Vegas? Is that where they're at?
Yeah.
Anderson Silva fight?
Yes.
Who you got winning that shit?
Anderson Silva, I mean. You shitting me?
You really think so? I guess I'm just one of the believers. I've got money already on the fight, dude. I've got money. I've got some
thing
shit
I've ever
that's
heard.
Going down.
Are you serious?
I'm betting on Nate Diaz. Nick Diaz.
No way.
Geez, not Nate. Nick. Yeah, I really am. I done better than them put my shit in. It's not even that I think that Nick Diaz is better. I think it's the fact, because Nick Diaz is nowhere near better than Anderson Silva, but it's the fact that Anderson Silva's chin is gone. Anderson Silva don't have a chin no more, I'm telling you. Remember where you heard it first, motherfuckers. Remember where you heard it first.
First off,
Anderson Silva gets knocked out this weekend.
Nick Diaz don't
first
hit hard point. Enough to knock nobody out.
Bro, Anderson
don't
have no motherfucking chin. I don't care what he gets here. He don't have a chin. When y'all see him lazy old wobbly this fucking Saturday, you'll remember.
Wait, oh, fucking I'm Saturday. Yeah,
Saturday. But look at what Nate Diaz did last time he entered the cage. He fucking shit the bed like fucking Oregon, dude. Or like.
Who gives a fuck? Nick Diaz. They fought
Nate.
I'm talking about Anderson Silva. I don't care who Anderson Silva fights. If Anderson Silva fights a hitter, He's gonna get fucking knocked out. I'm telling. Remember, you heard
it's wrestlers.
Justin
yeah, he
Fisher.
Can't handle it, ain't.
Justin, no nickname Fisher. What the hell is going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. I don't want
to get my message just now.
Yeah, I just now got it. I was waiting on the phone number, man. But now that we're here, we're good. How's it doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, you know, just getting ready for this fight. Just be a little last meal of the day, headed to bed here in just a little bit, get rested up.
Hell yeah.
Playing Xbox in the sauna.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen on Friday afternoon. Yeah, that's going to go down.
Yeah.
Just tell you right now, first-person
cool
shooter is the way to go.
A lot of people don't know the story behind the whole sauna situation. But you went and actually you found a sauna on Craigslist or something, went there and somebody else was about to pick it up, and you got to pick it up first.
Wasn't
that the story?
Yeah, man. We had a member of the gym that just put out a message and said, "Hey, guys, there's a free sauna online. I don't know if you guys are into that kind of thing." And, of course, all the guys were into it. So, you know, my coach, I'm Vincent in Canada getting ready for Ryan Gino. I get a text from, you know, my coach, Eric, says, "Eric, Justin, go get that thing, go. Okay, cool." So I drive over to Maryville. And whenever I get there, I'm sitting in dude's driveway, go knock on the door, nothing, go to the garage, nothing. I'm like, "Hey, you know what? This is a free sauna, you know. I'm just going to sit and wait." So I pull out into the driveway. Wait for like 20 or 30 minutes, and this dude rolls up into the driveway. "Hey, man, you got a sauna for sale?" He pulls up and he goes, "As creepy as this sounds, I was really hoping you were here for the sauna." So I go out and we start loading it up, and about the second piece we pull out of the door, another guy rolls up right behind me and says, "Hey, man, you got that sauna?" "Oh, no, I'm already going to get these guys. They're going to use it in their gym. They're wrestlers and stuff." So
wrestlers.
Cool. I thought it was neat that he called us wrestlers and stuff. So
you bought it from Adam?
I'm over saunas. I do the salt baths now. I've found them to be so much
get
more
on
efficient,
that.
Dude.
I need to get on that salt bath, man. I'm thinking about
dude,
it.
Dude, you got to get it. Dude, that has been a lifesaver for me
actually,
mostly. But
I know it's somebody that you were supposed to have fought and called out and stuff like that. But you know, Tyler, he actually kind of knows his shit when it comes to really you know, losing some weight and stuff like that. And stuff like that. And he told me here recently in my last fight, I didn't do it either. I see how I used to do it. I used to take the water and I'd get it like as hot as I could, so like 118 degrees, 120 degrees. I had one of like, them little kitchen thermometers you'd stick in like, you know, grease and shit like that. And Caleb would, you know, put it like 118, 120 degrees, put the Epsom salt in there, put the green alcohol in there. I'd sit in it and feel like I was dying for 10 minutes. But I'd lose like 2 pounds, 2.5, 3 pounds, anywhere from 2 to 3 pounds in a 10-minute session. I'd get out of the bath in a 10-minute session, and I'd lay under blankets for 15 minutes, lay under towels and blankets, you know, for 15 minutes.
Yep.
I'd get, you know, in a 20 to 25-minute zone, I was losing 2 to 3 pounds. But then Tyler showed me the thing, you take a bath for 30 minutes, like a 105 degree water, but what the fuck's called, a jacuzzi is a lot better for you because the water's moving the whole time and it aerates and all this other bullshit. So last time I tried the jacuzzi and it fucking pulled 6 pounds out of me in like an hour. So it's kind of the same thing, but I didn't feel like I was
the water
dying.
In the jacuzzi?
Yeah. You don't do Epsom salt, you just do the jacuzzi.
Oh, and it just leave you drained, man. It don't make you feel like shit afterwards. It don't make you
and the essence
want to die.
Potassium and the good thing about the
magnesium
about the jacuzzi in the what you call it in the jacuzzi is it don't take all the potassium and all that shit out of you as much either out of your joints and things like that.
That's
apparently lube or something.
What magnesium does though.
Well, that's bullshit. Let's get to some other shit real fast before we have a go. you're fighting this weekend. You're fighting Ben Brewer, 185 pounds. He's 10-2. What's your record now? 6-7, 8-1, what is it?
6-1, I don't know, Adam. I don't even keep counting.
6-1, 7-1, something like that. I think this is definitely one of your toughest fights. I think the 85 thing will play into your advantage a little bit. Just coming in a little bit heavier than he is, maybe. They're saying he's walking around like 180 right now. I don't believe that for shit. That's what they're claiming. And stuff like that. And you know, he in my opinion, you know, not to get off subject, but he's kind of overlooking you in a way because his coach is talking about the fight with me. You know, he's talking about the fight with me. The V3 is talking about the fight with me. So, I mean, like, basically if he, you know, don't win, I'm not going to fight him because it really does nothing for me because I'm at the point now where I've got to beat guys that have good records and have wins. So what's your whole take on all that?
Well, and, you know, it's funny that you say that because I mean, honestly, whenever I'm looking at an opponent and everything, there's only so much. I can't make his game any worse. I can only make mine better. And so whenever I'm looking at it, you know, I can only hope that he's, you know, overlooking me and stuff. But not really sure what he's doing on that part. I mean, I'm glad he has one step ahead with you, and I think it was great that he's looking ahead, you know, trying to get over you and everything. But
oh, yeah. I mean, I always got a fight plan ahead most time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, like, you know, he's trying to do the same thing, and that I've got no problem with that, and that's cool. But, you know, V3's already pushing that promotion and stuff, and I thought that was a little premature of him. But, you know, like
me
I said, I can't fault him. You know, I'm hoping that the whole weight cut from – you know, 85 or whatever to, you know, and actually I think this fight is at 82, 83, something like that. So I got to weigh 82.9.
Yeah.
That's all I know, boys. I'm going to get to 82.9. But whenever I'm in there on that spot, it doesn't really affect me all that much because it's only an extra 2 pounds. I usually end up cutting that much anyway, not even meaning to, just because
I'm just
ready to the point to where I'm safe. And by the time I get to the weigh-ins and dried off completely, I'm already another pound off. So. Like I said, it's okay if he's setting it up and stuff. That's fine. You know, I hope he's overlooking me a little bit. That's fine, too. You know, I've heard different rumors from different people about different stuff, and everything comes from Facebook, of course. I think it's funny because I always find out about stuff a week afterwards because I'm never on Facebook that much and that kind of thing. So, it is what it is. So, hopefully he's overlooking me. Like I said, I can't control how he trains or how he fights. I can only do what I do, and hopefully that's as good a win in.
I'll tell you this, I can speak from experience. I ain't never seen anybody walk out of a Justin Fisher cage with not only Justin bleeding, but him and the other guy bleeding too. So I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
And like I said, you know, I took fights that are, you know, 14 days apart. I took fights that are 21 days apart. I took a fight a couple weeks ago, 7 days apart. And she has a toll on your body, not from just the fight, but the training leading up to it, the weight cut, the putting the weight back on, the taking the weight back off again, it does so much to your body. It's not easy. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. They're like, oh, you didn't get hit.
Yeah.
And this is fights I didn't even get beat up in or hardly even have a black eye or nothing. But still, you're still drained, you know, from it. So.
Oh, yeah. It comes from the stress of putting on, you know, just trying to prepare for somebody. And then you got this mental game of, I'm going to be locked in the cage if this guy's going to try and punch me in the face a lot. That's going to suck.
Exactly.
And then in the meantime, while you're thinking about that, you know, that's the beginning of camp. Halfway through the camp, it's like, oh, crap, I've got 16 pounds to lose, you know. Okay, but I'm going to sweat out this much. But if I can lose this much, I don't have to sweat that much, you know.
It's all
these things going on. And then there's the whole, you know, job on the side, you know, whenever you're working and stuff.
Exactly.
There's every, you know, that's how we feel like it is, you know, that job on the side kind of thing. Until you get to your 8-hour job and you do work there. As soon as you get out of there, you're walking around going, oh, crap, what can I do to win this fight now? So it's all, you know, just a big mind game. So as long as you can control that and keep that in check and be balanced, I think that's a really good part. I think it makes fighters' mind strong. I think you see a lot of people like balance or unbalanced crack too. Like if they go too much into one side of it, you know, they don't have a good balance. They go all into the fighting part of it. They just become about fighting. They become unrealistic, and then they don't focus on the right things. They get a big head about what they're doing. And I can see where other people don't focus on it enough, and you can see them get caught every now and then. And that's always
exactly.
The thing. So balance is definitely a big key for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, man, you know, good luck to you, buddy. You know, I'll definitely be seeing you down there this weekend. I'm doing commentary, and I'll be down there floating around hollering child anyways. But, you know, if you want to go ahead and give your shout-out, sponsor shout-outs, everybody you want to thank and stuff like that real fast, we'll go ahead and let you go, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I'd like to thank Tactical Medical for having me on for this go-around and stuff. I'd also like to thank, you know, just KMAA, Eric Turner, all my coaches. I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity because through him all things are possible, and that comes from events and winning and losing and everything else, man. He's the one that empowers everything and has that. So just pray. I just want to pray and thank him for all that stuff. I want to thank my family for being in there. And check me out on Facebook, Justin Fisher MMA. Thinking that's all I've got on there, Adam, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, yeah, man. Most definitely. Just, you know, good luck to you, buddy, and I'll see you down there this weekend.
All right. See you.
Sam Burns is calling, supposed to be calling us. I forgot. Mark, let me push this button and see what happens.
Probably cut off here in a sec.
Nah, it was a screen.
You want me to message Sam?
That message me said he's calling, but it's not working for some reason. Let's see if I can give him the right number. But I'm
supposed to call your
on
home phone.
Goddamn shit show tonight. Fucking shit show, bro.
That was a good interview right there.
I'm just saying the production of this show tonight is not being up to par.
That's Diablo's fault.
Me and Dustin are normally drunk or something when the show's going on for one thing. So,
chat. What's chat? Just checking all these fucking cool features I got now. They've changed the studio. I'm learning some new things about this shit right here.
So, what the fuck are you rambling about?
They changed it, like, you know, well, you've never seen it, but there's the studio, like the my on air thing right here, where I, you know, take the calls and do all this shit. They changed it and updated it, so Dylan's got a couple new features on that it didn't have before. Last thing. Sam Burns, can you call him, buddy? Sam's not working. I don't know. I did too, but for some reason, it's not letting him call in or something. What's this button do?
You want me to hang up and see if it'll let it?
Do what?
You want me to hang up and see if it'll let it get it through?
Yeah, call it. Try hang up and let's see if it'll call you. See if that works. Call now. Mark hung up. Well, yeah, this is what it is. I'm here by myself right now. Not really sure what I'm... Yes, there's my hand. It is working. Nobody's still called in. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Sam Burns? Sam Burns is fighting Isaac Fine. Isaac Fine's from KMAA. Started off with Gene Click. He fought Dustin Long. Had a hell of an amateur record. I think he's 1-0 as a pro. He fought some dude down in Knoxville. His first pro fight. I was doing commentary for it. He's, in my opinion, Isaac Fine is probably one of the best 205ers in the state. There's really not that many 205ers in the state, honestly, that are pro. But at the same time, I just don't see anybody being close to skilled or trained with the high-caliber people such as Ovince that he trains with as well. So kind of waiting to see. Don't know what the hell's going on with Sam still yet. Sam, he's no joke, though, either. He's – what's his record now? Is he 2-2, 2-1? Something like that. He is one up in Carolina. He got a huge fucking knockout over Dustin Dyer, his last fight. Did it let you call him, Mark? I'm assuming. I mean, everything's back working.
Yeah, man. It's all gravy.
I don't know what's going on, Sam. I don't know.
Probably trying to call you some payphone.
Yeah, he probably can't. You can't call me from an app, Sam. You got to pay that fucking phone bill, bro. I know what it does. Sometimes you got to spend that, you know, $120 for that Sprint service. What was I talking about? Oh, Sam. Sam had the huge fucking knockout. Probably the one of the biggest knockouts I've seen in person. Just by the way that, you know, Sam's really not a heavyweight. Sam just, you know, likes to get chunky like I do between fights. And Sam fought Dustin Dyer like 275 or something like that, or 280 was what Dustin is, weight like 15 pounds at the 265 limit or something. And, you know, Sam was outweighed by 40 pounds or some shit like that. And went out there and knocked Dustin Dyer out in the second round after a really close first round. One of my favorite fights I've ever done commentary for. I shouted like, oh, you know, I was doing commentary and that shit was going on TV, you know, the first time that Valor was going on TV and all that shit. And here I am fucking, he just knocked out. I went from straight commentary mode to straight fan mode. And, you know, kind of said some shit that I probably shouldn't have said. But it is what it is, you know. I think they edited out or bleeped me or barred me or something. It was incredible.
There's only been one worse quote from you ever, really, probably. That was recorded.
Did what?
Probably only had one worse quote than that ever. No, that's you won.
Oh, yeah, let's not get into that.
Sensitive.
I can go ahead and see that. Yeah, fucking tell him to get the UFC contract and they watch a video on him and he gets fucking he's a racist bastard and they cut his contract before he even gets fired. Not racist, by the way.
That's our luck, though. Something like that.
Yeah, most definitely.
They'll be like, oh my gosh. Got this incredible cut man here.
Marky, I don't guess our friends are gonna call in tonight, so I guess we'll go ahead and call it call it quits.
It's not like he has to cut weight or something. How far? He's sitting there like eating cheeseburgers.
Well, I mean, he's texting me and telling me. He said that it ain't working in. It's obviously working for you. It ain't working for him.
He's calling you right now. He's calling you right now, homie. He said he's calling you right now.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. We're here. Let's go here. I'm queer. So, what spot are you most excited for this weekend? Is there a part of the secret one? Nick Gertz versus Leo
Perez. Gertz and Perez. Even just the trailer for that.
If you didn't see the predictions, if you didn't get to see predictions of the fight, you can go to MMA-Insider and check out the predictions that me and Roy done on who he thinks is going to win and how. And mine and Roy's picks were pretty much spot on, other than, I think, two fights. I mean, we pretty much even picked the round and who was winning at the same shit. I think the only one that we deferred on was the Justin Fisher versus Brewer fight, as well as Judd Brown versus
Hold on. Did you pick Brewer to win? I'm assuming just because you want to fight him.
Here's my thoughts on Brewer as a fighter. Is Brewer is most of the time is not really he's never I can't ever say Brewer's ever been really beat up bad, but Brewer's always kind of about to lose, and then the people that he's fighting don't have heart or gas or something like that, and they come back and Brewer comes back and catches them in a sub, or he fights people that don't really have that good of jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. You know, he fought Damian Mountain three times, which Damian Mountain is one of the most dangerous fighters there are. But at the same time, Damian Melton is 4-3, 11-12, or 13 or something now. You know, he's not really having – Damian Melton is one of his losses, which, you know, you can't really say that Damian beat him because it was just a referee. It was a referee stoppage or a doctor stoppage from a cut, and they're saying that Ben Brewer cut his head in the fence, which could happen. I can see that very easily happening because that cage is hard. But his other loss was against somebody that was supposed to be pretty good and had a winning record. He's not really beat many people other than that Ulrich guy and that dude from Conflict MMA. He beat that old UFC fighter down there. But that guy's kind of on the downfall, too. He lost his last, like, four fights in a row. But, you know, I think Ben Brewer is probably definitely the toughest opponent I've fought just because he's always in the fight. You can't never count him out. He don't quit. He don't give up and stuff like that. So,
and he's tall.
That's
he's tall.
On Brewer. But with, yeah, and he's tall. He's 6 foot tall. But the thing is with Fisher is Fisher's got all them things that kind of makes Brewer good and kind of nullifies them. Just like Justin Fisher don't fade. Justin Fisher don't get tired. Justin Fisher ain't going to get caught. He did. I don't see it happening again. You know, Justin Fisher don't get caught in stupid stuff. You know, it's just stuff like that makes me think that Fisher, you know, it just has a little bit better tools to beat Ben than Ben does to beat Fisher. So,
I think Fisher
the cardio is probably the main thing that's going to be the decider in this fight. I think they're both going to be about the same size. I don't think Fisher's going to be much bigger, much stronger, but I do think that the cardio is going to be one of the things that really sets them apart because, you know, Ben's been known to have kind of good cardio, but in some fights, too, he's not had the best cardio either. So the answers to the fights will be found out this weekend who's going to win. How they're going to win, blah, 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 blah. So, with that being said, this has been another exhilarating episode of Primetime MMA Live with your co-host, Mark Five Fingers Laws. He does have five fingers.
I do have five fingers.
He does, and five toes, and ten toes.
And
well, five.
On both hands.
Got
11. I have 11 toes. Don't make me too normal. Marky 11 toes. It's got a good ring to it.
Marky 11 toes. All right, boys. Well, this has been exciting, and as I always like to say, what's my always ending slogan? I still forgot my ending slogan. It's
Doug,
been real.
Are you kidding me? It's been Rizil.
Hey, guys, this has been Rizil, and we'll see y'all motherfuckers next week, same time, same place, 11 p.m., prime time, MMA Live, prime time.